For centuries, composers have tried to make nature come alive through music, but three University of Kentucky professors are doing it in a literal way. Luke Bradley, acting chair of the Department of Neuroscience, and Michael Baker and Timothy Moyers, professors in the School of Music, are using data sonification to identify mutations in cells.
We are following data points and translating them into musical sounds to create, in our case, short musical representations of data that can communicate trends in the data back to scientists.
Here's a brief sample of what sonified data sounds like. Not only is there music within the notes interpreted from the data set, but scientists can extract information about the health of a cell. If there's something wrong, Bradley said, they can hear it in the music.
You can think of the cell as a symphony. And when everybody's playing in tune and properly, it sounds great. But if you have one group that might have something off by tune, it doesn't sound good. And so that's what's happening by proxy, the health of the cell, that's representative of disease.
Although visual representation is a common way of gleaning what's happening inside a cell, Moyers said the other senses, like hearing, can add a complementary dimension to cellular study.
It could be argued that our ears are much more sensitive to subtle changes than our eyes. If there's, for instance, we'll just use a sine wave, I like synthesis in a way. If we alter that sine wave just by one sample, for instance, a sample like recorded audio, there's 44,000 samples per second. If one of those is out of place, we're going to hear that.
Bradley agreed and said it's a winning proposition for the scientific community.
This is a way to unlock those channels that nature's given us, but for whatever reason, we just don't use.
This research was made possible by funding from the Office of the Vice President of Research, Igniting Research Collaborations Program, and the OVPR, UK International Center's UK Inspire Program. For UK at the Half, I'm Tom Musgrave.